The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, we all know modern courtship standards are hard to keep up with. That's why when you want the latest news in young people's dating trends, you turn to a 58-year-old man who's been married for 30 years. Because I'm here. Because I'm here to explain all things romance in my sexy segment.
Romanceplaining with Stephen Colbert.
First up, folks, the key to a happy marriage may be separation. Because according to a new study, 1 in 5 couples sleep in separate bedrooms in something called sleep divorce. Of course, the toughest part of sleep divorce is when you have to break it to the pillows. It's not your fault. Mommy and Daddy still love each other, but Daddy won't stop eating chili before bed. Next up, Valentine's Day was 2 weeks ago, and I think it might have gone badly for some guys because a survey found that 42% of U.S. men had planned to use artificial intelligence to write their Valentine's note. Okay, that's not right. There's no way AI can match the heartfelt sincerity of signing a card you frantically grabbed at CVS on your way home from work. Although we actually have one of the AI-generated cards. Roses are red, and that is surprising. Now it is time for the robot uprising. Goodbye. Next. Next up, there's a new TikTok trend called Home Depot Dating, where single women are shopping for husband material at the home improvement store in the hopes they'll find a soulmate. Because if there's one thing we associate with Home Depot, it's being able to find what you're looking for. One woman even advised her social media followers to delete the dating apps in 2023, saying, "I'm headed to Home Depot to look confused in the lumber aisle." Feigning helplessness is a classic strategy. How did we meet? It's the cutest story. I used to prowl the local Wingstop, and I caught his eye by choking on a chicken bone. But the trend is hot, which might explain this ad from one of Home Depot's competitors.
East is the place with the guys who are 6'2".
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from our spring break on March 27th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though. Because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.